The price of crude oil is now $90 a barrel for the first time in 2 years. And that's bad news for consumers who are already ravaged by the recession. The higher cost of gas and home heating oil will doubtless change the balance of their holiday budgets. Philip Verliger is an oil analyst. He's in a studio at Aspen Public Radio in Colorado to explain the jump. Thanks for making the time.
Oh, it's all my pleasure.
I'm confused. I mean, gas prices usually go down in the winter because the chemical mix for winter fuel is cheaper than the fuel that's used in the summer. So why are the prices going up?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Really, what's happened is the East Coast has suffered from a loss in supply of gasoline. Much of the East Coast gasoline comes from a refinery up in Nova Scotia, and that refinery has been down for about 3 months, and that pulled up the price of crude oil. Price is also being pushed up by cold weather. And there's a final element. China decided it wanted to cut emissions to meet its 2010 requirements. And so they cut electricity generation, and the companies that could buy had generators have bought a lot of diesel. All of this will pass, and going into the new year, prices should be back down.
Is it regional?
Yes, this price increase is regional. Price increases have been much higher on the East Coast than in the Midwest. In the Rocky Mountains, there's been no increase. Historically, it's usually the West where it goes up because the West experiences most of the refining dislocation. So you'll see 20% in California and 5% in New York. This time, because of this problem with this East Coast refinery in Canada, the price increase has been concentrated in New York, in New England, and in the Mid-Atlantic states. And of course, these are the areas where we have the highest concentration of population.
Is the hike having an effect on the economy as a whole?
The economic impact of oil price increases has diminished over the last 30 years, and this increase is just not that big nationwide. The interesting thing is if one looks at data on how consumers spend money, they have been cutting their expenditures on gasoline in absolute numbers for the last 3 years. Gasoline consumption in October in terms of expenditures was less than it was in the October the year before. And it'll go down further as consumers buy more and more of these new, more efficient vehicles. In actuality, the slowdown in car sales, dropping to 10 million units in 2009, really slowed the improvement in the U.S. fuel economy. If consumers buy more, that will be presumably involve many more car sales, and that'll get improved fuel economy, and consumers will be using less.
So what exactly is the price of gas right now?
Well, the price of gasoline on a national level is about $3 a gallon, and it was, say, $2.70 in October, and it'll probably go back down to about $2.70.
Really? What are the chances, for example, that the crude oil will cost $100 a barrel?
I think we will be much more likely to see crude about $85 a barrel, $75 a barrel over the next year. I'd see a very low chance of $100 oil next year.
Let me ask you about that. I mean, there are forecasts. It's speculation. What if the forecast comes true?
If the forecasts come true, then consumers will be paying, say, around $3.25, $30 a gallon, and there will be some drag on the economy. It's hard to see, though, how one can sustain, as I say, $100 barrel oil. I know people are forecasting it, but given the situation in Europe, which is dire, and given the fact that China is going to slow economic growth next year to slow inflation, it's just hard to see how you make a $100 forecast work out. It doesn't fit with the economic environment.
Philip Verliger is an economist who monitors the oil industry. He's at Aspen Public Radio. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It was a real pleasure.